is going to talk with 11 fellow senators about reconciliation. Reconciliation is how they hope to be able to break the logjam and not need 60 votes, but need 50 plus the vice president. We'll see if that we'll see how that plays with Joe Manchin, Kristen Sinema, and maybe a few other Democrats who have come out against busting up the filibuster. Stick around. More to do. Coming up, Scott Hammond, State Senator, Nevada District 18, will join us. We'll talk about the just completed 81st Nevada Legislature and an eye towards the special sessions, how they could impact you. Stick around. More to do as we continue. My name is Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, or even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden in Geneva for Wednesday's highly anticipated summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has a preview.
After a week of attending international summits with U.S. allies, the president is set to sit down for face-to-face talks with the Russian leader.
I'm going to make clear to President Putin that there are areas where we can't cooperate if he chooses.
But he warns that the U.S. will respond in kind if Moscow continues to engage in harmful activities. The summit's agenda includes Ukraine, human rights, arms control, and cyber attacks. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at townhall.com, the president's budget proposal fulfilling a campaign promise to remove a long-standing ban on federal funding for most abortions, known as the Hyde Amendment. Congressman Steve Scalise says House Republicans will fight this measure all the way. We have more details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The budget plan would drop the policy which has restricted funding for abortion through federal programs such as Medicaid since the 1980s. During a Capitol Hill press conference, Louisiana Congressman Scalise says Republicans will work hard to preserve the amendment.
We're going to fight to ensure that any spending bill that moves through Congress continues to maintain the bipartisan, respected Hyde protections, and this will be a big fight.
Scalise says President Biden is trying to chip away at the Hyde protections with each COVID spending bill approved, but Republicans won't allow him to succeed. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
A delay in the battle over the infrastructure talks. The White House plans to give the bipartisan negotiations another week to 10 days before assessing the next steps. Democrats are advising a nearly $1 trillion proposal. If no deal is reached, the administration likely to prepare a Democrats-only approach to pass the measure. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
I'm Mark Hutchison, founding partner of the law firm of Hutchison and Steffen. We're the Nevada law firm focused on helping businesses do business, especially when governmental obstacles get in the way. As someone who has been heavily involved with state government for many years, I know how government works and doesn't work for business. With so many rules, procedures, and regulations, Nevada businesses are almost certain to become entangled with government at some point. Bottom line, if your business gets caught up in the quagmire of a dispute with government, you can count on Hutchison and Steffen to help you navigate the rules, procedures, and regulations of federal, state, county, or city government. When you have a dispute with the government, we are the go-to firm for Nevada businesses. Whether it's facing the prospect of a proceeding before a board, commission, or agency, or finding yourself in court with the government on the other side, our team will be on your side. Call Hutchison and Steffen, 702-385-2500, or visit hutchlegal.com. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. The federal agency which regulates Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac has extended its COVID-19 mortgage forbearance program for multifamily property owners. The Federal Housing Finance Agency's program, which had been scheduled to expire at the end of June, now has been extended until the end of September. Agency officials say the third extension helps families struggling to pay rent and owners trying to maintain their properties. Eligible property owners in Nevada have until the end of September to enter into a new modified forbearance contract. Allegiant Stadium is only about 1 year old, but Raiders owner Mark Davis's suite is already set for a $688,000 renovation. Davis said a key element for his suite is adding glass between it and the seating outside of it to be able to have privacy in that space whenever needed. In other words, you could be sitting inside the suite and not even hear what's going on inside the stadium. The work should be completed before the beginning of the 2021 season. Shea Theodore scored his first goal of the postseason, and Marc-Andre Fleury had 28 saves in his 90th career postseason win. That's just two behind Grant Fuhr for the third all-time, and the Knights are up 1-0 in the best of seven.
It's powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Couple of crashes working right now. Interstate 15 northbound just past the Tropicana Freeway on-ramp. You are bumper-to-bumper and really socked in behind that. The right lane is blocked. And another incident, that's Interstate 15 southbound before Horizon, and the right lane is blocked there as well.
And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are, well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that. And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through or doesn't do, when he followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out! COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives. It's just, you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Number one! Time is running out!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Tuesday, Scott Hammond. He is a guy that has dedicated most of his adult life to education. We're going to talk about the state of education in our state. We're going to talk about a tele-town hall coming up. Scott Hammond joining us. He's had a week or so to digest what happened during the 81st Nevada legislature. And first of all, have you gotten to know the family again? Have you been able to relax and just kind of kick back?
Well, Kevin, thank you. First of all, good to be on your program again. Last week was a big number for you, a whole year on the radio on this particular station. No, it's good to be talking to you again about the session and digesting it. I have, you know, I'm kind of going over some of the bills that the governor's signing, some of the things I voted no against, and some of the things I have supported. I know that friends of mine called me up yesterday and said, hey, what did you do during the session? Because I'm on some other talk radio show and they're really going after you. And I'm like, yeah, that's because some people just don't know. And I tell you, digesting it, I went today to a ribbon cutting at the Collaboration Center. And if, for those of you who don't know what the Collaboration Center is, it's a facility. It's a one-stop shop. We have hundreds of families with children with autism that have not had any kind of diagnosis yet. They're behind. They're way behind. Children who have a learning disability have been severely disadvantaged during this pandemic. They can't get the resources. They can't get anybody to really help them out. Some of them have regressed and haven't, you know, they've lost some of the learning. So I go to the Collaboration Center. They're having a ribbon cutting because Boys Town is now collaborating with them. They have hired, I think, two or three specialists that will now sit down and do, they will diagnose. They will go through everything. But the students who go here or the kids who go here, they'll be able to get tutoring. They'll be able to get teaching. They'll be able to get all kinds of different help from different doctors, different types of doctors, somebody that I can't remember everything. So I went there today and I looked around and I thought, okay, I did what I could to help out kids, and I was so happy with the results because $6 million going to that particular organization, $5 million more going to a fund called the ABLE Fund, which is for kids with learning disabilities. And so, yeah, I'm digesting it. And so people who call me up and are angry about some of the results of the session, I can handle it because I'll sit there and talk through exactly what happened and be comfortable with what I did because, again, I'm happy with the direction we're finally going at, going towards in Nevada, more school choice, a lot more school choice, and helping those students, the most disadvantaged, the one that seems to always evade the school district and or the teachers union. You know, they always want to help out kids, but it seems like those are the ones that just kind of fall through the cracks, and we're making sure that they get the support that they need. I'm happy.
And just so you know, earlier on the program, we had Andy Matthews, assemblyman from District 37. We talked about AB 495, and he said he was disappointed, but he certainly understood your perspective. One of the things I'm glad we did a week ago is we gave you as much time as you wanted to explain the vote, and you know, you may disagree with it. You know, people may still disagree with it, but at least you get a chance to have your say.
Absolutely, and I'm glad for that because I think that most people that I have who have called me or emailed me and I've explained exactly what happened and why, they kind of said, "Look, I actually agree." I have one person who said, "I still disagree." That's fine, and we're gonna disagree about my vote, but that's okay because in the end, the entity that wanted to be taxed or the entity that is going to be taxed wanted me to vote for this. They saw this as a lesser of two evils, and not about it. We know that they had a gun to their head, and if you're going to argue about anything, it's the method that brought this to the forefront, right? It's, you know, what happened? How did they get quote-unquote blackmailed into this? Well, there's language that exists that we have to remove so that this doesn't happen again, but it did happen. Here we were. This is where the table is set, and mining said we need this. Otherwise, they're going to put these ballot measures on there, and the whole mining industry could be gone. You know, it could collapse because of the initiative petitions that are being proposed. We got rid of those initiative petitions. Mining is going to be around. Families are still going to be able to support their children and their communities because mining will be around in a lot of areas, mostly in the north. Gaming also wanted the two initiatives gone that the teachers union had gone out there and collected signatures for. That would have raised their tax rate significantly. And they wanted those off the table. A yes vote for the mining tax that was proposed got rid of that so that gaming didn't have to worry about a 40% increase in taxing. So it was something that the mining industry wanted, and we were able to get something for it in the form of school choice, which I believe in the end will save us not only money, taxpayers' money, but it'll also save this country. I think we need to have more school choice. I think we have to have more kids in schools where parents and children are both happy about the situation they're in. So I'm still happy with the choice I made, and I know that people are going to be angry, but I think that they sat down and listened to that whole thing. Plus, on top of that, Kevin, we did get rid of the straight ticket voting. That was SB 293, one of those three. There was that provision that would have allowed them to put straight ticket voting in an era where we're sending out mail-in ballots. That would have been devastating because all somebody who was picking up, who was harvesting the ballot, would have had to do is hit that little button and say, just vote for everybody who's Democrat. So we got rid of that.
Again, Scott Hammond joining us, State Senator, Nevada District 18. Gots to ask you because, we have just given education, and the number I hear is $500 million. You tell me if that's wrong, but $500 million in new education spending. Is it time to start holding educators accountable
because we keep giving
them money and we're not getting results?
No, absolutely. And so that's why it was so important that if we were going to vote for this, and by the way, that number is probably correct. We did about $400 million one day because all the economic outlook, the economic forum came in and said, hey, you guys are going to make a lot more than you thought in the next 2 years, actually 3 years, to finish out this particular budget cycle. I think we're looking at $100 million more, and we just put it into one-shot money, and then $200 million for each year of the next biennium, which is about $400 million we put into education. And then on top of that, the mining tax is going to generate between anywhere between $150 to $200 million over a biennium. So maybe, about $500 million. So you're absolutely right. How do you hold the school district accountable? Well, you can put in these measures that we have over the years. We're talking about teacher evaluation, school evaluations. That doesn't always work for me. It's a burden. I mean, there's a lot of paperwork. My preference is letting parents make choices. If they feel like they're at a school that's proper for them and their student, that's great. If not, let their feet do the walking, which is why you need more school choice, not less, which is why I'm happy we were able to get, because of the deal that we made at the end for $495, we were able to get more money for charter schools for basically the first time ever they've gotten money in a fund that allows them capital improvement projects, meaning they can build schools. We actually put more money into the seed category. There are schools that are beginning and they have don't have any revenue coming in right from the beginning. Well, we put $500,000 that will continue to go in as schools get money, they can put it back in there. So that helps out with these starter funds and costs. We also put money back into opportunity scholarships, which means all the families who were there before can send their kids back to whatever school they chose to go to. In addition, we also took the language out that actually stymied the growth, and now we're putting that language to take it out so that we can have more kids coming back into that program. And then all the other things I talked about, the ABLE program, and then anything else that we were able to get. So that's where you're going to get real change. That's where you're going to get accountability, is allowing for more school choice. And quite honestly, Democrats and Republicans who are not part of the teachers union, who are not part of education right now, they want this. They want more school choice, not less. And so as long as we're pushing those buttons, we're putting our foot on the gas pedal, we're going to get more of that, and we're going to see results.
More coming up with Scott Hammond. We'll take a look down the road rather than bitch about this law or that law or this vote. We ought to be concentrating on electing more Republicans to the State Assembly and the State Senate. We'll talk about that. How we go about doing that is the tough part. We'll do that and more coming up. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us on AM 670 KMZQ.
Yeah. You can listen to your radio again on the weekends. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMCQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
It's finally happened. We're finally free. Hey, Kevin Wall here, and my friends at Ichabod's Lounge are at 100% capacity with the same old Vegas atmosphere customers have come to expect for more than three decades. Ichabod's, even after a pandemic, it's still one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. As they say at Ichabod's, we manage with generosity. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers and now super serving mask-free. Ichabod's Lounge features an incredible menu, including steaks, seafood, burgers, pastas, and five daily specials. And at Ichabod's Lounge, their kitchen is open 24/7 for you late-night foodies. Check out their nightly entertainment at the Piano Bar. I just love it. You want to win? You want to celebrate our freedom? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
Umeå Medical has been telling you about their services for a while now. Here is why. They are innovators. Anytime you have an original concept, you'll have somebody come along and try to make it their own. Unfortunately, it's just a cheap imitation. Not with Umeå Medical, because they are the company that got out in front of testosterone replacement and ED treatments. They are the ones leading the way in the nation for sexual health procedures, providing tens of thousands of men in the Las Vegas area for the past 6 years with the help they need. Umeå Medical's special care starts with the first visit, and they're going to be with you every step of the way. After the first visit, you'll be comfortable and relaxed in their hands, knowing they will be guiding you through whatever you need and any issue you have. Check out Umeå Medical by going to NumeoMedical.com. That's N-U-M-A-L-E Medical.com. Or call 702-919-0609. Don't go see a cheap imitation. Go to the originators. Umeå Medical, 702-919-0609. 702-919-0609.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cyclery and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cyclery has kids' bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCyclery.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
This is Lee Habib, and I get asked all the time why we do all of those segments on Our American Stories about people who found the American dream. And we do it because it's true. This country has great stories to tell, and we tell them on this station every night. Because one thing I've learned is this, there's an American story in all of us. Join me for Our American Stories right here.
Heard nightly, Monday through Friday, 10 p.m. to midnight, and Sunday, 9 a.m. to noon, only on AM 670.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall, weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio, done right.
So good to have you with us. Also good to have Scott Hammond along, State Senator, Nevada District 18. Tell me what happens now for you. I know from a fundraising standpoint, there are limitations on what you can do after immediately after a session. Can you talk a little bit about what happens now politically?
Yeah, so right now, you're right. We have 30 days after session, right? So we're still in a freeze until 30 days after session, which means we can't go out and start fundraising for our candidates until July 1st, 1st or 2nd. Now, having said that, we also have to worry about any kind of special sessions, because if you have a special session, there's a couple of days before, and then, you know, that same period afterwards that you have to wait until you can fundraise, which, you know, if we have three special sessions, that could really hurt some of the candidates. You know, right now we have candidates who are not public officials. They can fundraise all they want right now, and some of them are. They won't be hurt during these freeze periods, but others will. Our ability to help fundraise for them will be hurt. But the most important thing politically right now is really we're looking at redistricting. And we probably won't know about where the lines are drawn until it might be October before we even have a special session for that. And then even after those lines are drawn, if the Democrats who are in the driver's seat on this draw lines that are really poorly done and gerrymandered in some way to give them all sorts of advantages, then, you know, it could be going to court. And by the time it gets done with court, we might be looking at December, maybe January, and then filing happens in March. So there could be a lot of things happening, but that's sort of the timeline we're looking at right now. October, when we have a special session to look at the lines that are being drawn, then looking to see if they're going to be challenged, and then looking to, you know, we're probably talking December or January before we see everything done completely.
Wow.
Completely done, so that everybody knows where they can run.
So who runs this? Who runs the redistricting? Is it the legislature? Is there a committee that's created by the legislature? What?
So you're right. It's the committee. There's a committee in the legislature that runs it. There was a bill on this. And again, just to kind of reiterate how much we're in the minority, the majority party ran a bill and said, this is how the committee is going to be decided. They are going to put a Republican on the committee, but we don't get to choose which Republican goes on the committee. They get to choose. That's never happened before, and there wasn't much we could do. We could vote against the bill and say, and then you know, make floor speeches and protest the fact that we're not even getting to choose who we want to put on there, but to no avail, because the bill passed the way it was written. So they get to choose. But we will have somebody who... a Republican on that committee, and again, we will be outvoted on the committee. Just in case anybody's wondering out there, we will still be underrepresented there, and that means whatever the committee comes up with, well, that's what the committee comes up with.
And how many members are there on this committee? If we have one, does that mean we have two or maybe three?
I think it's going to be three from each house. I could be wrong. I can't remember exactly what it was in the bill, but I think it was at least three from each house. So you're looking at six, which means four people from the majority party, two people from the minority party.
So there will be two Republicans that will be on this committee then?
That's correct.
Okay. Okay.
I think that's correct. I'll check into that to make sure. I am not telling you misinformation there, but I will check to make sure.
And a lot of people have been asking about your political future. I mean, I've heard your name mentioned for a gubernatorial run, all kinds of different things. What are you looking at going forward?
I'm looking at peace and quiet. My wife and I looked at it the other day, and she said, you know, when you're finished, it's 14 years of giving back to the state that we moved into. And quite honestly, she thinks that's enough, and I think that might be enough as well. I'll continue to be as honest as I've always been with everybody. I love doing this. I always feel like my favorite part of this is putting the right people together and getting things done and helping out where I absolutely can. I love talking to people. I love having teletown halls. I love to talk to constituents about, you know, how can I help you out? I love that aspect of it. And it's in my blood. I mean, I've always done this. My whole life, I've always tried to give back more than I've taken. But I don't do it because I'm going to run for the next office. I know a lot of people are thinking, well, you've made some mistakes, and there's no way you can get into another office. I go, well, maybe that's true, but I keep running, I keep winning, and I think it's because people know who I am and what I represent. You know, it's not about the title to me. It's about what can I do to help out other people. And I enjoy it. And so maybe there is something. My wife and I will evaluate it over the next couple of years, but you know, right now I'm just thinking I'll walk away from it, and somebody else will take my place, and life will move on.
When are you up?
So I won my last race So my next session will be the last session I can serve. I'm termed out. So in 2023 will be my last session I can participate in, and whatever special sessions occur during that time before the election in 2024. So I'll be done in November 2024.
I want to ask you, I've only got 2 minutes left in this segment, but we know that we've got this huge amount of money, $2.7 billion at last.